getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
Yo, what's crack-a-lackin'? Happy Friday. Good afternoon and welcome. This is The Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score, 107thescore.com, and the 100.7 The Score mobile app. Brought to you, as always, by our friends at Happy State Bank, alongside Josh Foppel punching in for us today. I'm Choice Woodman. Lucas White hanging for a little bit longer here in the First United Bank studio. You can keep hitting us up. And I say keep if you were with us a little bit ago when with the end of the bench, or if you're just joining us, either way, hit us up on the Yates Flooring Center chat line through the 100.7 The Score mobile app and at 107thescore.com. You can take that mobile app just about anywhere with you. Even listen in up in Big Bear, California.
Lame.
That was lame. Thanks, pal. Thanks, buddy. What's up, Josh?
Oh, not a ton. Just, you know, here, I guess.
No killing it? I was anticipating a killing it there.
Who was it? Was it you that was like, aside from killing it, how are you doing?
I think it was.
Was it? Me. Okay. All right. Yeah. I wasn't sure. I can't remember.
But. So aside from killing it, how's it going?
Going all right. Okay. I just ate and I'm
what'd we eat?
Unspecified burrito chain.
Okay.
Build it yourself chain. Burrito chain.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. The one non-specific.
The pepper one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that one.
All right. And
it's good. I like it. Wait, it's just
what do you eat there if you don't throw meat in there?
They have a sofritas and veggies stuff. Veggies is like it's a seasoned tofu with, okay. And I do veggies and junk like that.
I'm very anti-tofu.
You're anti-tofu?
Majorly anti-tofu.
I get not liking it, but anti-tofu is strong.
Like, I wish I could take the world's tofu supply and light it on fire.
Interesting. Okay.
So I'm sorry to you and other vegetarians out there, but tofu is, as the kids say, booty.
You seem like the kind of person who would just take a block of tofu, cut it up, eat it, and be like, ugh, this is awful.
Uh-huh.
That's not how you eat tofu.
Well, okay. The only times I've ever tried tofu, I've never had one of those stupid tofu hot dogs that's lying to you saying it's a hot dog.
Okay.
Have you?
Yeah.
And?
They're fine.
Okay.
They're
I've never had great. A tofu dog. I've had like a soup where some tofu snuck in there and I ate it and it was terrible.
Tofu cubes, not about them.
Yeah,
that,
horrible.
That's not.
That's probably the only form of tofu I've had, and that's why I'm so anti. Plus, I didn't know it was in there and sneak in there on a bite, and it was...
I think you have to know what you're getting into, and if you're not, it's surprising you's not pleasant. Because the texture, you really have to either like it or at least be prepared for it.
Yeah. So who knew you'd get 2 minutes of tofu talk to start off the Bottom Line?
Yeah.
Y'all chime in with whatever you want on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Anyway, the reason I brought that up was because actually like my voice is gravelly just because of that. Like I'm clear and phlegm.
You're like self-conscious over your voice?
Yes, very, right now.
We had a National Football League first round draft yesterday.
Yes.
So how... For those of you that don't like Josh because he's... A Packers fan, then just bear with us. Or if you didn't know he was a Packers fan and now you don't like him, still bear with us. Overall, you have any takeaways from the draft?
Yeah, man, it's weird. Just, I expected the first half, except for the Falcons.
Except for Penix, yeah.
And that was just, every once in a while, there's just a pick that's like,
what are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I didn't particularly...
Most of the time when you see that pick of like, whoa, that's a reach, most of the time it's still in the back half of the first round. It's very rare that you get one in the top 10 like that where it's like, whoa, you could have got this guy at, I don't know, 25, 35, and you go get him in the top 10.
And it's kind of it kind of mounts with the whole Kirk Cousin thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cousins, plural, I guess. All stacked together, it's just weird. And I can't really get my head around it, what they might have been thinking and stuff. But I don't really have any commentary about the latter half of the draft. But I guess you pretty much how you expected. Went pretty much how you expected, Lucas?
Yeah, I would say so. Obviously, the top quarterbacks went 1-2. And I was happy with the Chargers pick. Joe Alt definitely needed an offensive lineman for Herbert's sake. I could have maybe gotten a receiver like Neighbor out of LSU, but I mean, overall, first round, pretty solid for sure. Overall, as a unit.
So speaking of LSU, Jaden Daniels, saw something on him. I won't be around for the most interesting fact of the day coming your way in a little bit, but I thought this was rather, I don't know, comical. Jaden Daniels has been in college so long. By the way, went number 2 overall to Washington Commanders and will be coached by Cliff Kingsbury there. Jaden Daniels has been in college so long, he threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk.
Whoa.
To beat Justin Herbert's Oregon Ducks pre-COVID. That's how long Jaden Daniels has been there back in his Arizona State days. So he's been around for a minute. A lot of quarterbacks going off the board.
Yeah.
It is such a – I mean, that's what the NFL draft has turned into, is just a quarterback fest in the first round. No one waits on quarterbacks anymore.
Right, yeah.
No one waits. I mean, Bo Nix might be a third-round worthy quarterback. Might be. But he's going in the first round because you're going to see the top 5 or 6 guys always taken in the first round because that's what the draft calls for.
And part of the reason – I know we keep harping on this, but – part of the reason I thought the pick was so weird was because specifically the Kirk Cousins money and stuff. And usually I'm a best player available kind of person. Obviously, I'm not making picks and stuff. But
should be.
I'm not the one doing it. But my philosophy is kind of unless it's a quarterback, but kind of on both sides of it. Like you just paid $100 million and you're taking a quarterback that – well, yeah, anyway, that's my whole deal.
Yeah. So, y'all can tell us your reaction. How did your team do? What do you expect moving forward?
Nothing super exciting with the Packers got an O-line, man.
Yeah, Cowboys also got an O-line, man. It's funny, that used to not be an exciting thing. Now it's like, all right.
Yeah, I mean,
because... you know how important it is.
They're not a dime a dozen. They're value picks.
Yeah, Cowboys end up getting basically the guy that most projected them to get at 24, but move back to 29 and pick the same guy up in Tyler Guyton out of Oklahoma after trading back and picking up a third-round pick as well. So Cowboys seem to do pretty well with what they had.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Friday, y'all. It's the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. 100.7 The Score mobile app. Choice Woodman. Josh Foppel, yours in the First United Bank studio. Ben Portman back behind the glass. Happy birthday, Ben. How many are you today?
24, Kobe year, baby.
You're old, man.
Yeah, I am old.
24. Dang. Kobe year.
Kobe's, how old are you, 22?
Kobe was 8. What are you talking about?
8 and 24?
I'm trying to show you my age. Kobe was 8 to me.
He was 8 during my lifetime, too.
Yeah. I remember Kobe's better years as 8. And then he had the whole rape thing going on, so he went to 24. So, happy 24th.
Appreciate you.
Really
good transition.
Really lightening the mood there. Any special birthday plans?
We're just going out to eat tomorrow night at Longhorn Steakhouse, if you'll excuse the expression, Longhorn Steakhouse.
Oh, no, it's good. It's good eating.
I think Mom will make a Mississippi mud cake. I don't know if you tried that before. Highly recommended.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Okay.
And just enjoy time with family.
Good.
At the point now where it's just another year.
Yeah. I guess the last milestone is kind of 25, kind of. That used to be a thing for, like, getting a rental car. Now you can get one younger.
You can still get them. It's just expensive before 25.
So 25, that kind of was a milestone. And then it's every round number from there.
Yeah.
And it just makes you feel older. So,
like, 33 is not exciting.
No.
You could say 50, as that's the sign for your first colonoscopy.
All right. Or is 40 for
might as well just get it out of the way. You're 24, so get after it. You can say, Mom, here's what I want for my birthday.
Ooh.
I want you to pay for my doctor's visit. That sounds fun.
I was going to say last year on insurance, but that's 26.
Yeah. That is. 33, that's you?
No, 32.
Oh, I'm 33. I got you. I thought you were older than me.
I think I did too.
You definitely act more mature than me, so that's probably what it is. And if we're going by maturity age, Clint is still like 4.
Did you watch the video that we put out yesterday?
I did.
Did you watch the whole
video?
No,
you're not more mature than me. Never mind. y'all can go. Make sure you give us a follow. All of our accounts follow on social media. Got a Instagram for DoubleT973, Twitter and Facebook, DoubleT973 and 100.7 The Score. You can hunt them down. We don't have a TikTok, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, we do have a TikTok? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm not on the TikTok.
Sure.
So, still, we have one. Can we get a Vine?
I don't think Vine is a platform anymore.
No, actually, I saw Elon Musk put out a poll of should we bring Vine back.
It would be very popular.
The 6-second thing.
I don't know what we could do as a station that would be 6 seconds long, though.
Well, yeah, Chuck takes 6 seconds to get a thought out. The first part of his thought out. Just kidding. I don't know why I took that shot at you, Chuck. I love you, Chuck.
He does listen, too.
I know. It was completely unwarranted, and I'm worse, too. I'm worse at it than Chuck is, so. I'm running on, little sleep today, so I apologize, Chuck. You had a draft question.
Yeah, and we don't have to get super deep into this. I was just curious. Did you have an expectation as to the order the quarterbacks would go in, and were you surprised, or did it go that way, or whatever? I didn't go in with an expectation except for Jalen Daniels and
I had an expectation that Caleb Williams would go first.
Yeah.
Golly, I can't believe I saw people betting. What was the bet? I think I saw one bet for $20,000 to win 100. Another bet for $10,000 to win 50 bucks. Like, you literally had to bet that kind of money.
If you have an extra 100 to drop on the other side, why not, you know?
But the risk if the Bears change their mind because the diva.
That's why I said if you can afford it.
That's just silly.
But on the opposite, though, like if you – that they're not going to take him or whoever.
Yeah.
That's if you have money to lose.
So Caleb Williams, yes, did expect Jaden Daniels to go third. And this is just based off of other people's mocks. And I thought Drake May would be the – I said Daniels third, I meant second. And Drake May, I thought he would be third. Mm-hmm. Did not expect Michael Penix Jr. to be the fourth quarterback off the board. I thought that would be J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
I thought Penix would be sixth behind Bo Nix.
Did you expect him to go first half?
No. Would have guessed he would have been late.
Late first.
Late first or early second.
Okay.
Probably late first because, like we talked about, quarterbacks get picked up. Even if you're – what's his face? Who went to the Broncos a few years ago?
I know who you're talking about, and I can't –
That's how much of an afterthought he is right now. Oh, I can't think of
Memphis
quarterback.
No, because who I'm thinking of went second round, I think. And I can't even remember his name. We're good at sports talk.
Woo! Paxton Lynch.
Oh, that's not even who I was thinking.
No, that's who I was thinking
you
of.
You said like a couple of years ago. That was like 10 years ago, wasn't it?
No. Hold on.
Paxton Lynch was several years
ago. Okay. 2016. That's a couple of years ago.
That's almost 10 years ago.
Everything runs together for me. You went 2016.
I'd have given you 4 or 5 years.
Okay, so fair to you that you couldn't remember that because I was a little off on my timeline. Anyway, like Paxton Lynch. My point is that's a guy that went in the first round.
Right.
And yeah, people forget about him because it's a forced first round pick.
Yeah, exactly. I was about to say, like, kind of in fairness, I think they expected not first.
Yeah, and that's the point. It gets forced. And Penix may be that, or they may be geniuses for mm-hmm. him. He may be the next Lamar Jackson. He may be, who knows? So, no, the draft didn't go completely as I expected. But for the most part, the quarterbacks.
Yeah, I meant the order.
Went how I thought, minus Michael Penix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm projecting or predicting who's going to be the best out of this class, I would guess it's going to be Jaden Daniels. I can't figure out J.J. McCarthy. I think Drake May will be decent. I don't look at – some people look at this quarterback class and really like it. I don't. I don't think you're going to have superstars out of this class. Jaden Daniels is the best.
I think Clint was kind of in the same mindset. Like he was – I don't know that for sure. It's been a while since I've talked about it, but
yeah, I don't think this is a stellar quarterback class. I think Caleb Williams, and I've said it several times over the last few days, probably making people tired with it, but I do think he's a bust, and I think there's just some major red flags with his leadership qualities or lack thereof. Because I don't want an entitled quarterback. That's probably the worst of it, but I also don't want a quarterback who, I don't know.
Is this from the I don't want to go to the Bears thing? Or
no,
is it other than
the
that?
Entitlement stuff. Stuff came out on a podcast 2 days ago of him saying he was so angry and so mad at Lincoln Riley for not starting him over Spencer Rattler, who at the time.
Gotcha.
Was projected as the first round or first overall pick when Spencer Rattler was at OU at that time. So anyway, there's a very entitled mindset. I don't think he's going to be a good leader. So
who do you think is set up most for success?
Quarterbacks or other?
If your answer isn't quarterback, let's go both, I guess.
I think Jaden Daniels is not set up for success, and that's why I wonder if he will have success. I think working with Cliff Kingsbury,
yeah,
good. Washington Commanders in general, not good.
Yeah.
Bad organization.
Maybe better now after, I mean, it's going to be years down the road kind of thing. But,
sure.
Post Dan Snyder.
Quarterbacks, probably J.J. McCarthy with the Vikings. I think he can settle in and be okay. Bo Nix in Denver, interesting. They've got a very middle quarterback room right now. But it's hard to say Caleb Williams isn't set up for success with them drafting the receiver in the top 10 as well. Yeah, I don't know. It's
the Bears.
It's
the Bears.
Yeah, it's still the Bears. So who else is set up for success? Not the Dallas Cowboys.
Rough.
I'm a Cowboys fan. Y'all tell us what you think. Yates Flooring Center chat line. We had Drew Locke is the other one.
Yes.
That's who you were thinking of.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
Yeah. Both of them kind of run together. Paxton Lynch, Drew Locke. If you put them in a lineup, not sure we could differentiate the two. Except Lynch had that weird mustache. So, yeah, we could.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Happy Friday, y'all. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Alongside Josh Popple, I'm Choice Woodman. Keep your thoughts, your comments, your questions, allegations, accusations, hopes, dreams, whatever you got. Bring them all in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line.
Let us know where you're listening from.
Yeah, we like to know. If you want to tell us what part of the world you're tuning us in from, you can tell us that on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. What did I have? Oh, yeah. Probably better go to this first.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, this guy. Let's see if I can make any more noise.
I was wondering.
We, here at 100.7 The Score, have teamed up with our friends at The Home Zone, making your house a home, to give away a total of $10,000 to our lucky local listeners. You can be like David earlier this week and win $250, or you can win the grand total of $2,500 at the end of this contest. We'll give away at Two Docks in June. We're giving away weekly cash and a grand prize at the end. All you got to do to get entered is go type in whatever word we give you in said slotted time at 107thescore.com. Today's word, raise. Raise.
Okay.
Raise. R-A-Y-S. Raise. Which is a bit of a shame that they went from devil rays to rays.
Yeah, that is dumb.
But you can... because it went from an animal to sunshine.
Yeah.
You can go type that in at 107thescore.com. Thanks once again to our friends at The Home Zone.
Making your house a home.
That's right. We will have another secret word coming your way at 2:45 today.
Heck yeah.
I'm trying to avoid a sneeze.
Yeah. I was wondering, and then
if I sneeze, then I'm going to keep my eyes open. But
please <I'm serious>. Don't.
The problem with that is, like, I can do it. I promise. I can keep my eyes open while I sneeze. The problem is, I focus so hard on that that I just spew everything else everywhere. Oh, no. So it's not that pretty. So I saw this. There's an estimation of how many of the MLB logos exist in the real world.
Okay.
So, for example, rays, infinite. There's infinite rays of sunshine.
Sure.
The devil rays would have been different, but
what is their mascot? Like, what is their like logo or whatever?
I think they've got like a bear or something.
No.
As their mascot. I don't know.
No.
What is their?
Nah. I'm gonna openly scoff if I don't like these logos.
It's Raymond. Some shaggy blue creature.
Fantastic.
Canis Manta. What the fluffless?
I think mantis would be a good... I mean, no one's intimidated by praying mantises, but just as a name and how they look, mantis is a great... be a great team name.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so infinite on the rays. Pairs of white socks in the world, there's an estimated 15 billion.
Okay. And half of those disappear every year, every time you
national do laundry. Washington Nationals, there's an estimated 7 billion citizens of a country.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody that lives in a city, so a Met or a Metropolitan,
okay,
4.4 Fair. Billion people.
Sure.
I'm going down from this. Person who plays a sport, so the Oakland Athletics.
Athletics.
265 million people out there play some sort of sport. Spanish-speaking fathers.
Hold on.
The Padres.
Oh, yeah, okay. I like this list. This is interesting.
The
this
Padres.
Is funny.
There are 225 million Spanish-speaking
also,
fathers out
also,
there.
Also, priests in Spanish are called Padres.
Yes, so you could have gone that route, too, but...
like Catholic priests.
Right. Number of cardinals in the world? 100?
Also Catholic.
Could be, also. Yeah. Could be. 120 million cardinals.
All right.
The number of Red Sox out there that are estimated, 100 million for the Boston Red Sox.
Okay.
Yankees, or people from Northeast USA.
Right.
57.6 million people. Mariners, also known as boat drivers. 40 million of those in the world.
All right.
People that can drive a boat. Blue Jays, far less than Cardinals out there. 17 million Blue Jays in America. Native Americans for Braves.
Sure.
9.7 million Native Americans. Now, that spans not just in the USA. It's also Mexico. And Orioles, even less than Cardinals and Blue Jays. 6 million Orioles out there.
Wow.
Philadelphia Phillies. So residents of Philadelphia, 1.6 million. Brewers, people that brew beer, 1.1 million. There are a lot of like garage brewers out there.
Yeah.
Cubs, Bear Cubs out there. There's 150,000 Bear Cubs. Seems like a lot.
I was going to say that doesn't seem like a lot.
That doesn't seem like that many?
I don't think so.
In the world?
Oh, in the world?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, 150,000 Bear Cubs?
Yeah. Well, I think even less.
That seems like a lot.
In the world? I don't know.
Diamondback Snakes?
Okay.
100,000. Marlins in the sea? I don't know how you would predict this or know how many there are actually out there. 65,000.
Probably like population density.
Probably. Pairs of red stockings, not red socks, but red stockings for the Cincinnati Red Stockings, which is what they are. 5,000. Number of tigers in the world for Detroit, 4,500.
Whoa.
Giants in the world. San Francisco Giants. So they quantified this as people that stand over 7 feet tall.
Rude.
How many people over 7 feet tall do you think?
I know there's not a ton. There's like, it's like a minimal percentile. It's like 1.3% or something.
Okay,
like
so how many people do you think that comes out to?
It's got to be like barely in the thousands.
2,800 people.
Yeah.
2,800 people over 7 foot.
That's wild.
That are alive. Pirates, they've got 1,500 of those.
Somali pirates are,
I guess,
very
so
famous.
They're still floating around. I don't know. There is that group that's down by Jordan. Like down the, what is that? That strait that's right there that doesn't let anybody through.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Middle East.
Yeah.
Rocky Mountains, 1,200 of them for the Rockies. Rangers in Texas for the Texas Rangers. There are currently 172 Texas Rangers employed. And there are 48 astronauts employed for the Houston Astros. So they're next to each other.
All right.
Royals. So these are people that have royal blood, 43 of them. I think that's just monarchs. Yeah. I don't know why. It says Cleveland statues. There's 8 for the Guardians. Are the statues Guardians? Twins, Minneapolis and St. Paul, Minnesota. There's just one Twin City. And Dodgers. 0 trolley Dodgers left. Angels. This list says, I don't even have a guess. How many Angels?
It's like I'm not poking that bear.
Floating around there. So there you go. There's one of the weirdest lists I've ever brought.
Yeah.
Number of...
Oh, was that your list? That was good.
No, that was not actually the list I was going to bring you earlier.
That's interesting. Okay, but cool. I liked it.
That one came from the Rays. That's how that originated.
I liked that.
So
that was clever.
For some people. Some people probably hated it, and I apologize if you're one of them. Y'all keep your thoughts coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll talk more draft, talk more Texas Tech, a little baseball as we look ahead to the weekend with you for a couple more hours here on Ben's birthday celebration day.
Woo!
Woohoo! Y'all can send Ben happy thoughts. You know, proverbial gifts. If you want to send gifts, you can send gifts, but you can give us, you know, what you would think Ben would want on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, how well you know him. All of that welcome.
Bringing you the truth, or something like the truth, this is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
Thanks for joining us on a Friday. You're listening to the Bottom Line on 100.7 The Score and 107thescore.com. Choice Woodman, Josh Poppel, yours in the First United Bank studio. Keep your thoughts, your comments coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We're just like rotating everybody around today. Jeff McGuire will be in about 10 minutes, and I think he's got the question today. Maybe. Did I ever send an email?
Yep.
I thought I did. Y'all keep your thoughts, your comments, your questions coming in on the Yates Flooring Center chat line. We'll get to a few more of those. Tech basketball. If you missed the news yesterday, Robert Jennings, former Red Raider, commits to Oklahoma State.
That was not a hotkey. That was Ben actually doing that.
What a downgrade. They're overhauling their program, so it might not be. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on as far as that. I don't think Robert Jennings was bad. I would have been fine to see him stick around.
Yeah.
In a certain role. You got to know he's not going to be one of your top guys. He would have been pretty well what he was this year. Well, actually, he had to be much more of a beyond role player this year.
Bodies.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Because you were injured and you were so thin in the big man position. So, Robert Jennings goes there. My general feelings, it's not a rule, but just general thoughts towards transfers in conference, and I fully realize that Texas Tech has benefited from these in multiple sports. I still don't like it. I don't like transfers in conference. Mm-hmm. It's just not something that's attractive or palatable to me. I'll still root for the guys on my team. I just like to be able to root for guys after they leave the program. Especially if it's an amicable, yeah, I'm not going to.
You can't when they're your competition, like direct competition.
Yeah, I don't root for. I mean, Donovan Smith, I want to root for him, but he's at Houston. It's just not my favorite. Yeah. It happens again. So the last guy that left Texas Tech to go to Oklahoma State was Tyreek Smith. Happened 2 years ago. What happened to him? He went to SMU almost immediately after. So I don't know how much this is going to work out. Now you have literal free transfer anytime you want to as many schools as you want in college basketball, college sports, but it will happen in college basketball more than anything. So if Robert Jennings doesn't like the fit, sayonara.
Go to SMU.
Yep. Could go to SMU. It's just weird, and we continue to talk about it, and I continue to try to say, like, Jamie, I don't care that much.
Clearly.
I want to root for guys. I really have that desire to root for individuals. Like Darian Williams, love him. Love him right now. He's easily my favorite Red Raider. Not a knock to any of you other guys. I like you too, Chance McMillan. Stay here.
Yes,
but
please.
Since he totally listens. But Darian Williams, easy guy to root for. No guarantee that he's going to be here after this year. He's already said he's coming back for next year, but what happens in a year if things aren't peachy? He seems like a guy with his head screwed on straight, but, I mean, he's already left one place in Nevada. Now, he left for more of a normal reason to upgrade. You're going from Nevada to Texas Tech. Okay. I don't know. I don't know. It's hard because I want to latch on. I grew up rooting for individuals that wear the jersey that I love so much. I grew up a huge Andre Emmett fan. He's my all-time favorite Red Raider basketball player. And basketball, they're more recognizable than anything. There's 12 of the guys on the team. There's really, most teams have 7 guys that you really know who they are and that impact it. Football, you still know who these guys are, and there's more of them, but they've got helmets on. They've got it's not the same.
I mean, how many O-line could you not you specifically, I mean in general, like how many of the O-line could you name? How many
guy,
like,
but
the other than the maybe starting, but how many other tight ends could you name? How many, you know?
Yeah, I think the average fan, sure. But most average fans, if you polled most people that are Texas Tech football and Texas Tech basketball fans that are combo, most will be able to name every single guy on the roster.
Yeah, that's my point.
Most of the basketball players on the roster, but once you get beyond the first handful for football and be on skill positions, absolutely, like you're talking about. Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's easier to latch on. I'm gonna miss the days of Andre Emmett or Kasib Powell or Andy Ellis, or fast forward, Keenan Evans, Justin Gray, more recent, Norris Odiasse. Guys that stuck around for 3 or 4 years, because you're going to have so many guys that will be on their third or fourth school, or that will leave you for their third or fourth school. And that's what's – it's still – I'm not to the Jamie Lent territory of I don't care, because I do. I want to care. I love people. I love people. And I want to root for people. But the rules and how college sports are trending really negate the opportunity to root for people. I'm rooting for laundry at this point.
Yeah, and especially with NIL and transfer portal and stuff. Do you think that this is – we're just kind of still figuring things out and it will level out? Or you think this is the way it is? This is, you know, 5-10 years from now, this is basically not going to be any different.
I think there will be a middle ground met somewhere. Not middle ground, but there will be some compromise somewhere. Don't know when, where we get to it. Right now, it's a free-for-all for players. I think there will be some parameters put around it, whether it is they go back on the transfer thing and put some penalties if you transfer more than once, or if you literally put contracts in place for players where it's like, hey, you're signing out of high school, but you got to be here 2 years, or there's a penalty where you have to sit out.
Yeah, because I don't remember
on contracts.
I'm sure more than one person has said this, but I don't remember where I heard this from. But it's a coach has to be able to know who his team is going to be, and it's just not super that way right now.
No, you can't. And I think it's harder to coach in college basketball than it ever has been. So bless them if they think – I mean, if they can do it and you can pallet it, it's – yeah. Hey, Chocho, does Tech really have a good shot at getting the player from Utah State? I'm going to ask this yesterday. His name is Great – it's Obasor or Osobor. I can't remember. His first name's Great.
That's a great first name.
Yeah, literally. I look, you're one of his top four schools right now, but – one of them's Kentucky.
Ooh.
So you take that into account. Another one's Louisville. I think the other one's Washington. He's scheduled to have an on-campus visit at some point, and anybody you can get on campus, you like your chances. But when you're battling Kentucky, that's a whole nother level. So I would say yes, you got a good chance. I wouldn't call it a great chance. But I could be right wrong. Maybe Tech offers him more money, or he just falls in love with the coaching staff. Have no idea. But if he's coming to Texas Tech for a visit, then that definitely elevates the opportunity. Name of that song for the intro at 1:15, absolute banger.
That would have been this past one, which Ashes, I can't even think of which one it was.
Ashes by JM.
Oh.
It's your song. You don't know the name of it?
Oh, I didn't realize that's what you were talking about. Okay.
That's the one he was talking
about.
That
is, okay, that is Ashes.
All right, one more question before I get out of here and hand off to Jeff. More likely 9 wins or 9 losses for Tech football?
Oh. I think more likely 9 wins. Tech, I don't think you're likely to have 9 losses.
Yeah, Tech's had far, far more 9-win seasons in my lifetime, which is not that many. Then 9 win losses. I don't think Tech has ever lost 9 games since I've been alive. I don't think so. In 34 years? 33? How old am I? So much more likely 9 wins, especially with the schedule and the way it sets up. Much more likely. Though, yeah, I would trend towards 9 being semi-likely this year. All right. The bottom line continues next on 100.7 The Score.
Getting to the point, but taking the scenic route to get there. This is the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score.
This is the Bottom Line. The End of the Bench is the only show I wasn't on today.
Nice.
And won't be on today. So my apologies for that one. Jeff McGuire filling in for Choice Whitman, sitting alongside Josh Falpo, who's in for Jamie Linton, Ben Portman, and on the here for the one and only Clint Scott. all three people not where they're supposed to be, which is why we are here today. And every time I'm filling in for Choice Woodman at this time, I like to bring you guys a top 10 list.
Nice.
And this top 10 list, gentlemen, actors or actresses from TV shows that had multiple hits. Multiple shows that they were in that were really, really big.
I wonder if I can think of any off the top of my head. Everybody in Cheers.
Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer would be an excellent person on this list. I'd also say that there's a guy that had two hugely successful shows that didn't make the top 10 or the honorable mention section of this list, and that would be Tim Allen.
Oh.
But other actors or actresses.
Yeah.
This one kind of hit home today because today is the anniversary of her death. Lucille Ball.
Okay.
Didn't make the top 10. William Shatner didn't make the top 10.
What other show would you consider him being a top show?
Being a cop show?
No, top show.
Well, you had Star Trek. He was a T.J. Hooker.
Okay.
He was also in another one that I can't remember the name of. Oh, Boston Legal.
Okay.
Boston Legal? Yeah, because it was Alvin Beale in Boston Legal, and he was like the secondary lead of that show. That's three shows that should vault him higher on this list. James Spader in the honorable mention. Mark Harmon. David Hasselhoff. Baywatch and Knight Rider. I mean, those are solid shows.
I wonder if they were making this list thinking about leads in shows that, like, not number
not
twos.
All
like
of these
leads
were
leads.
Most of these were leads, but not all of them.
Okay.
As this list went together.
Okay.
But I think all of them were at least a lead in one show that they were in. But again, David Hasselhoff was a lead in both of the shows that he was in.
Yeah.
So here we go. Number 10, Bea Arthur. Golden Girls, and I forget the other, Maude, I think was the other show she was in. Number 9, Neil Patrick Harris. Shout out Doogie Howser, MD.
Okay.
Number 8. And I have to be very careful when I say this one because I always want to just smush it all together, and that's not fair to the actress. Julia Louis-Dreyfus. There we go. You've got Veep, and you've got Seinfeld. So, I mean, big, huge shows that she was a part of. Number 7, a very, very old black and white show, and then he played a very old lawyer.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Andy Griffiths.
Yeah.
Number 6, I really know him more for his movie roles, but it is absolutely fair for Michael J. Fox to be on this list.
Sure.
Family Ties and why am I drawing a blank on that?
He was like a city planner or like a...
Yeah, it was...
Somewhere in City Hall with, I think, with 10 days?
No. He was on... I can see the show.
Same.
It was in Chicago. Spin City. Spin City. Thank you.
Where was that based?
I do not remember where
that I don't know either. But anyway, keep
going. But again,
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Number 5. When I saw his name on this list, I was like, yes, that makes sense. But he is so far out of the lexicon now that I'm surprised. Bob Newhart. When you know who he is, you're like, of course, he was in like 6 shows.
Sure.
Including the Bob Newhart show. But so far out of the lexicon now that you're like, oh, yeah.
Lexicon's a good word.
Is Dick Van Dyke on there?
No, he is not. But his partner in crime for one of his shows is, at number 4, Mary Tyler Moore.
Okay.
She was on the Dick Van Dyke show and on her own show. Number 3, Ted Danson. As mentioned, you've got Cheers and you've got Community? No, not Community.
The Good Place.
The Good Place.
Wasn't he also in Spin City?
I don't think he was in Spin... Was he in Spin City? I'd have to look. Number 2, not surprised at all on this list, Ed O'Neill.
Okay.
Modern Family and Married with Children.
Oh, okay, right. Yeah.
And number 1, with a big giant heart. And she has played the smart sidekick. She has played the dumb friend. She has played everybody's favorite grandma, Betty White.
Yes.
Also, hard to argue with her being on that list.
Also, I looked it up. Not Ted Danson. It is, what is his name? Keep going. I'm sorry.
I'm surprised Tom Selleck wasn't on there either.
Barry Bostwick.
Tom Selleck should be on this list.
Magnum P.I. and Blue Bloods, at least.
Ron Howard, Andy Griffith, Happy Days. Although, really, for Ron Howard, well, those are three solid shows, no argument. His directorial stuff is so much better than his acting was. And he would even tell you that, I think.
A good list would be shows you wouldn't know are spinoffs, or shows that are successful spinoffs you didn't know, like kind of like Frasier and
NCIS.
Yeah, stuff like
spin-off
that.
Spinoff of JAG, which then had its own three spinoffs.
Right.
Laverne and Shirley, spinoff of Happy Days.
Yeah, so
there's
stuff
like
that.
Four shows. Happy Days.
Happy Days, yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, when Joni Lovechachi, you had Mork and Mindy, you had Laverne and Shirley. I'm missing one. I can't remember what it is off the top of my head.
Right.
But yeah, so there's your list, your top 10 actors or actresses who were in multiple hit shows.
I'm surprised Dick Van Dyke wasn't on that list.
That is surprising too, especially when Bob Newhart was.
Not a bad list, but
it was a little excluded. I think you could probably go 30 on that list and cover a lot of really good actors who were in a lot of really good shows. I mean, there's got to be some child actors that were in one show and in multiple shows that were able to get, like, as a child and as an adult that were continuing their career that just aren't jumping off the top of our head for it.
If that's the criteria there, Jeff, you could say Raven Simone, because she was a child on, I believe, the Bill Cosby show, and then she got her own show on Disney Channel. That's so
she
Raven.
Wasn't, I mean, she was Rudy, but she wasn't the star. Bill Cosby was the star of that show.
Yeah.
And she was on The Cosby Show, but when I think of her time on it, she was an added character. It wasn't... I think of the original cast when I think of that one. No Jed Clampett or Barnaby Jones. Again, not how the list went. Bob Newhart had a great part in The Big Bang Theory. I haven't seen all the Big Bang Theory. Big Bang Theory, for me, is a weird show.
Me too.
And what I mean by that is... I like watching the short little clips.
Yeah.
Every time I watch the show, it's not funny. And I've seen the episodes where the clips came from, and the clips all of a sudden weren't funny. I don't understand. I'm very confused. And I don't know that I'll ever get an answer for that as to why. And it's not the laugh track. Laugh tracks don't bother me. It's not the cheesy humor, because I like cheesy humor. But for some reason... watching it in the context of the show, not funny. Seeing the 5-minute, 6-minute clips, funny. Maybe it's different expectations.
Sure.
Hey, well.
This has been the Bottom Line Podcast from 100.7 The Score. Go to 100-7thescore.com for more from the Double T Sports Network.